You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas to talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
This is Fakeologist speaking. I'm in the live
stream.
It is Christmas Eve here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the media capital of Canada, on the middle.
New Year's Eve, not Christmas Eve.
Oh, where is it's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve. We've got Melissa, Rolo, Noise Level, and I don't know how Typo area. How did Typo get in here?
He's still the summer term, man.
We're talking about Discord bugs, and looks what happens. A little bug finds his way in.
No, no, somebody drag him in. That's not a bug, that's a feature.
Okay, there you go. Right, yeah, sure.
Probably some Rolo kind of guy. Anyway, go ahead with your story, Noise Level. You live in Perth, Australia, and if you
I'll recap.
If you did not live in Perth, Australia, then I would probably not even know that Perth, Australia existed in this world.
But I was going to say, you know about the America's Cup, but no, you're a Canadian. You
not
wouldn't give
really,
a fuck about
really.
The America's Cup. You wouldn't
no,
give a
yeah.
shit. Apparently America's Cup put us on the map in 83. I believe they let us win. They let us win. I know from plenty of good sailors, they looked at the race and said, the fucking Yanks, they sandbagged, let us win. I honestly, dead set. And what happened to Perth after that? It just went ballistic. Alan Bond, all the shit, all the crap. And so, Perth got put on the map.
Australia is on the west coast of Australia, which
correct.
Is like the west coast of Canada. The east coast is your media capital. So the west coast get no attention.
We're very isolated. We're the most isolated city in the whole world, apparently.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Just population. I believe at the moment it was always 1.5 million. We always heard 1.5 million, but that was going. That was
pretty
I heard
decent
that.
Size.
Yeah, but it must be like 2 million now, maybe 2.5.
That's not bad.
Two. Who knows? No. I work in a.
There's two suburbs of Toronto that add up to 1.5 million, and one of them is almost all from the Indian subcontinent that's here. So we're. I guess overall it's not that big, Perth, that is.
The Indian subcontinent. You mean the red dot
India.
In the forehead, or the feather in that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We
red
have
dot.
A suburb of Toronto that's almost all from the Punjab. Which is
okay, well, look, I have to warn. I have to warn you. Like, same. Just.
Go ahead.
He said that they had, and I've heard. Okay. The neighborhood Christmas party that I was just referring to. The husband and wife that lives next to me, they said that the people at the back, which I'd heard them like playing cricket all the time, in the backyard, and I could hear the Indian voices. They love cricket, and the wife, she's just like doing her thing during the day, and all of a sudden a fucking full on like arrow, like a arrow from a bow and string just goes through this and then straight into a glass window, misses her by about a couple of feet, and
a bow and arrow,
a full on like I'm not kidding you, it wasn't just some toy arrow. It's a full-on, like, army surplus crop arrow. Yeah. Oh, not a crop, no. I'm not sure, but one of the two. But and they, of course, the husband freaks out, and the wife is freaking out, and they work out where it comes from, obviously, and they go, oh, it's obviously from the back, from the neighbor next door. They confront the guy, and they say, look, arrow in our glass, you know, it punched, it went through the side mirror of the car and hit the glass and shattered it, of the big window. And they're just going, what the fuck is going on? And he goes like, well, I saw a crow on the fence, and I threw an arrow. Didn't draw a bow. He threw an arrow. And, yeah, that's what happened. And they're obviously going, yeah, bullshit. And eventually, like, you know, everything got worked out. But, like, mate, you got Indians in your backyard, mate. Like, they don't know how to use longbow. And,
no,
mate,
we're talking about Indians. They're different.
We're talking about Indians like Red Dot. Yes? No? Hello? Oh, I've obviously been too racist. Like Rollo.
I felt like at some point the conversation changed from Red Dot to Feather at some point, you know.
No, Red Dot. Red Dot. Sorry. Look, have you ever met a American Indian that loves cricket? Get real. You know. That was just I'm just letting you know about a story that wow, fuck. That arrow, if that crow had been sitting, like, to the right a bit, mate, my head could have been speared.
I'm sorry, I myself. No, what were they intending
to do with the crow,
then?
That's what I'm more interested in. Like, were they planning to eat it or something like that?
Okay.
No, he was just like a kid, just fucking like me with a ging.
Or a BB gun.
What is the point of your story again? Was the point not to tell us that there's nothing to fear about.
You sound like Faye. What is your point? You know, what do you mean?
No, I am Faye.
Golden skid mark. No, I'm kidding. Look, it's just because you brought up Indian Red Dot, and we were talking about Christmas party.
We were talking about fear.
Fear. Well, I live in fear always when I'm living in my own house because there's Indians everywhere. Red Dot. And Feather.
Oh,
you know?
You're worried about Indians?
No, I'm not. No. No. I'm kidding, mate. I don't give a shit. But this happens. But this guy actually...
I was saying that people that watch the news are constantly in fear. They think Trump is turning the world upside down. He's the biggest danger to the entire world. I guess
exactly.
This is my parents who are fairly well-educated people, but...
Yes, same. I have the same problem.
Because they watch MSNBC all the time, the telescreen is always on, the impression they get is Trump is destroying the world. And I said, well, I don't watch the news, so I don't get that message, and the world is pretty good here, and I really don't...
Yeah, I'm the same.
As an American who voted for Trump, just to change and shake things up a bit more than anything. I know that the president has limited power. Our prime ministers in our parliamentary democracies are way more powerful than the president. Our prime ministers can basically, with a majority, rule from a Politburo, communist style, from a Privy Council. They don't have to listen to any of the members. They can tell them all to shut up, which they will do if they want to keep their
job. Exactly, yep.
And they are way more dangerous than any president. The president is toothless, and the Americans made him that way on purpose.
Well, look, funny. I mean... You have to laugh at this shit situation that we're in, but your prime minister, is it, or president? I can't remember. The dark-haired guy. What's his name again?
Justin Trudeau. We call him Justy.
Trudeau. Yeah, it's a young guy with a dark hair. Good-looking guy, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mate, he's awesome.
That's all people.
Oh, but good... like Hollywood style, he's good looking, you know what I mean? Like, not good looking to me.
Most young people are good looking compared to old people.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the Vietnam War. Like the Vietnam War.
It's just me. Young people look better than old people.
That's
true.
Nothing
to do with anything he was born. I think he's just regular looking myself. And
well,
I say that as a regular looking person.
Yeah, but he is a useless prick. I've seen what he's done.
He's a farce.
He's a joke. He's a loser.
He's a placeholder. That's the best way to describe him. Placeholder.
Yeah, I don't rate him at all, mate. Is he actually Canadian or Trudeau? It sounds French.
Well, yeah, his father was French. You know, we're a schizophrenic nation. We're half French. Well, we're not even half anymore. We're less than a quarter French, and the rest is everything else, mainly English.
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, we have a strange setup with our parliament where Quebec is guaranteed. That's the French part, the France part. They were guaranteed.
That's the French of Quebec. Yeah, it's a fucked up place.
They were guaranteed 25% of the parliament, and regardless of their population. Now that is a very
is that right?
Thing,
is that right?
Absolutely. They're guaranteed 25% of the parliament, regardless of how few people live in Quebec.
How many people live in Quebec? It must be fuck all.
Well,
it must be like.
It's less than 25% now. So they're already, it's a minority, they already are overrepresented in the government, which is not fair if you want to talk about representation by population.
So you're being run by the French, pretty much, aren't you? The French attitude. What happens in France happens to you. Is that what it is? What happens in France happens to you guys.
Well, they're not France. They're nothing to do with France.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Like, it's the same here, mate. Like, what happens in, England?
They just have a disproportionate influence on the government. And then the farther away you get from Quebec, for instance, our west coast is Vancouver, like Perth, Sydney. The farther away you get, the more bitter the people become and the more alienated, the more they don't like it. That's basic human behavior, though. There's nothing specific to Canada. Farther away you get from the power structure, the more people dislike the power. Why would you want to be ruled by someone 2,000 miles away? Most people can't stand that idea.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of it, but sounds like that's what we got.
That's the same everywhere, though. Maybe not so much in England, because it's a small country and it can... The whole of England can fit inside Ontario, the province.
Teacup, pretty much.
It's tiny. So they're not as far away from central power. But anyway, my point was, I just want to say that people that are plugged into the mainstream media, they're ruled by fear. Fear is the only thing that gets people's attention. But people that are plugged into it are in a constant state of fear, which is no good for their system. It will kill them early. That is a fact.
Totally
agree with that.
Yep, totally agree.
Don't plug into it. So I listen to the No Agenda show because they interpret the mainstream media through their semi-fakeologist glasses.
Well, that's interesting.
That's
interesting because, I bump into people and all of a sudden they tell me, like, oh, didn't you know that, like, half of, like, New South Wales has got, earthquake or an atom bomb hit, and I'm going, well, really? It happened when? Oh, fucking 15 weeks ago. I'm just going, I don't know. I don't watch the fucking, I don't listen to this bullshit, mainstream stuff. So, because I can't handle it. I can't handle their bullshit. I can't handle the adverts. I can't handle the way they look.
Oh, yeah, mainstream media, I hate the adverts the most. You're right.
Oh, totally. And so, like, maybe this, what do you call it? That one, what's it called? No Agenda Show. That you said that it gives it to you, all that mainstream shit, in a different sort of plan.
It's American. They have a lot of Australian donors. You guys really must be in a different state of oppression than even Canada, because there's a lot more, I would say, pushback and or dissatisfaction with Australians than even Canadians.
So I'm surprised that Canadians are not, like you always keep going about, where the fuck are the Canadians? I'm surprised because like, yeah, I know you do. Well, and
obviously they're happier. Obviously they're happier because they're not coming to the show.
Mate,
I've said to you before, Ab.
Like, mate, the most of the good guys that I've worked with, Canadians, when you know, and they were the guys with the best sense of humor, the ones that just really like clicked. And I'm surprised that you guys are dragging up the rear, kind of, you know.
That must mean that they're not looking for refuge anywhere. That's why, I suppose.
Most maybe they just put.
Happy.
Maybe they have their head in the sand. Once you put your head in the sand, everything's all right. Ass in the air.
Or they don't pay. I like to look at it as they don't pay attention to the mainstream media. It's a very small group that listens to the mainstream media now. And it's shrinking every year.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
Every year, a Canadian gets 1 year older. That's a whole cohort of the population that's not paying attention. So the young people, as they grow up, they couldn't even name a newspaper. Well, of course, they don't even know what a newspaper really is because they've never bought one. They've never got their hands dirty from the ink. So they don't even know what a quote-unquote newspaper is. News to them means something totally different to someone in their 50s. They don't have any concept of news. So they get all their media through Instagram now, which is a horrible way to get any detail.
I used to belong to it. I don't do it anymore. I didn't even do it. I just like registered then went, this is bullshit. See you later. Same with Twitter. I saw that on your site that you're a Twitter dude. I felt sorry for you.
I just send my posts to Twitter and they still allow that automatically.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I get almost no interaction from Twitter though, and I can't read either.
Yeah, it's shit. But the president of Canada and United States uses Twitter, doesn't he?
Well, yeah.
He loves it.
Donald Trump put Twitter back on the map. He put it on Twitter. If it was failing before, he reinvigorated.
Yeah, I bet. Damn straight.
Otherwise, no, what a guy. I don't follow because it's too scattered. I can't read 100 opinions in short order.
Ab, totally. Like I did watch mainstream media. Like ABC and shit, like, and all of a sudden, like, there was some show, like, where they're actually having a debate, like, two opposite sides of a argument, and all of a sudden you're watching it, and you're going, this is interesting, but at the bottom, all of a sudden, they just shove this Twitter shit, like, some dude from fucking next to where Rollo lives is saying, like, oh, well, this guy's a fuckhead, and just like, man, this is not... I want to learn something. I don't want to listen to someone's just point of view at the time, and it's just boring. Occasionally there is one person that actually says something decent on Twitter, but usually it's just like it's just emotional. Oh, this guy's a cunt. Or this guy. Oh, I don't like this guy. Oh, I don't know. You know what I mean?
The lowest form of broadcasting.
It's shit.
It's mostly nonsense. Listen to your favorite podcast, read some of your favorite media sources like fakeologist.com, and the No Agenda Show again. The guy is a technical guy. One is a computer columnist. I've read him from the 80s, and I really like his point of view, sort of a curmudgeon. And Adam is pretty good, too, technically. He talks a lot of computer and technical stuff. A lot of the stuff
that's fine. That's good.
Distribution of audio. I like his way of thinking, how the internet should be, how it should be decentralized. He says a lot of things I really enjoy, but they will both ignore the HRDPA, our hyper-realistic drills portray as real. They overlook it on purpose because they do not want to alienate, I guess, a segment of their audience. I get it. So they're in between Fakeology and mainstream. So if anyone is close to Fakeology, then I like to listen. Like the Fart podcast is good because even though it's a lot of pop culture, a lot of Australian, you're still fakeologists as well.
Yeah.
So I am always listening for the fakeologist point of view. So you talk about 9/11, I perk up. So as long as there's some Fakeology, I try and listen to the different podcasts.
Hey, mate, Ab, you know it's Fakeologist Australia Roundtable, don't you? That's the actual official name.
Well, that was the original name. What did you change F to? I know you're dropping out Fakeology. What did you change it to?
Originally, it was AFR, the Australian Fakeologist Roundtable. And then Napoleon Wilson kindly pointed out that if we change it to FART, we could have Fakeologist Australian Roundtable. And then when we started to grow our brand, we saw that, you know, each week we could change the F word and it would just be Australian Roundtable. So Noise kindly provided some great artwork that indicates that the F each week will stand for something different. So that's our ritual, our point of difference every week that you tune in to find out what the F stands for. Much like No Agenda, you know, what the C stands for.
Right, yeah, he plays that little thing, yeah.
There you go. Well, thank God he's here.
Nightmare, but,
thanks, fellow. Mate, awesome.
I did not know that. Yeah. I don't think you've ever...
You're welcome.
Have you ever, described that before? Because I never heard that description before.
About what?
No, this is the first time I'm making it clear. I've just had...
It's 2019,
podcast, I've had a few,
but I'll make it clear. Go for it.
You're acting like typo now.
Oh, fuck, don't, please.
I've just had a few audio professionals, like there's people I know in radio, program directors and, you know, audio engineers, have had a chance to listen back to the show, and I've just taken their advice on board. It's a very mainstream media opinion, but I'm happy to take what they have to say because, you know, that means a lot in terms of planning a show and arranging content. And the main thing they suggested is that you don't seem to exhibit enough ritual with each thing. So, like, the same way every week on No Agenda they have the knighting ceremony and that. You've got to have a ritual.
Knighting?
So,
ritual? I mean, it sounds fucking Freemasonic or what?
It sounds that way, but that kind of ritual is an important part of any podcast or show, that you have something regular. So, like, when I play the Victoria Bitter theme when I'm drinking a beer and I play the theme, Rick will come in with the jokes and he'll do the, you can get it wanking, you can get it. You've got to do that consistently every week. People are going
to
tune in to hear
the
new things every week.
The masses love it. They love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although you listen to the audio chat, it's always a all over the place mess, but a lot of people tune in just to hear that. So that's the opposite of ritual, the audio chat.
Exactly. It's like the green can phenomenon with BB. BB, I've already expressed this, where, like, I'm at uni doing design, and it always gone about, like, beer has to be sold with a red color and yellow. Has to be red and black, red, yellow, red, 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 red. And all of a sudden, after this advertising guru is, like, addressing the class, someone puts their hand up and says, like, well, yeah, but what about VB, which is Victoria Bitter, which is a green can? And this guy just, like, all of a sudden, right at the end of his, like, talk, just went, he was flustered. He just went,
What about Heineken? Isn't that green?
No, he said that's the green can phenomenon, like, you know, under his breath.
Yeah,
like, when I think green can, I think environmentally conscious. That's what helps me sleep at night.
Well, I don't need any help sleeping at night. Just work a long day and then like a back of...
You're lucky though. You drive a truck. Like, as much as I mock it on the fartpodcast.com with you know, sound effects of you driving a truck, I've got to say, it's not so much fun working in an office. You go home at night and you do want a fucking beer to deal with the day.
I used to work in an office too. I used to work in the dispatch, and it was fun because you got to sit with the girls, and I like a lot of sometimes the girls are fun to listen to all their nonsense, but overall I like the fresh air, even though it's not
fresh
air.
This is annoying. I want to, like, when you say stuff like that, I want to play sound effects, but I can't do it here. It's one of those situations where I think there's perfect sound effects that go with this, and I can't do it here.
Hey, Bella said, look, I honestly was unsure about you. Like, are you a control freak? Question mark.
Well, a perfectionist.
That's up for debate. Like, when it's my show, when it's something that my name is going to be touched on, of course I'm a perfectionist. I want the show to be the best. I polished the golden skid mark and made him amazing. So take that forward for it.
Sweet.
When are we going to get the golden skid mark and noise level in the same room?
What's happened to the golden skid mark? Where is he?
You're here. We've got a segment.
I'll let him out in an hour and what is it?
Nah, in the new year.
Minutes.
In the new year at fartpodcast.com, you will hear us comparing noise level with golden skid mark, and we'll see who's who. In the new year on fartpodcast.com.
I'm telling you, mate. Mate, the guy's in the dungeon. I've got a dungeon here. Like, you know, he's happy to be chained up.
He's locked down there with Craig.
He loves it. Like, I give him, like, his dick to paint. I just put a paintbrush in the eye of his dick, and he just paints.
Oh,
amazing, dude.
This is the
odd
Picasso.
Yeah, mate, but what a nice guy. They're just misunderstood, you know?
Huh? That is, well, are we going to clear this up? Are you the skid mark, or is there another
guy?
No, fuck off.
He's in the fucking dungeon, mate.
This is golden content for our show. Don't steal it from us. I want to do this shit on our show. No, but I was just thinking, like, the whole, painting thing and Picasso, it's kind of funny. There's a real guy that goes around painting with his dick. I've seen that.
Actually, he's a cowboy, I think. Is he a cowboy? There's a cowboy, that guy that... Oh, no, that's a singing cowboy. I know the guy that he signs his name with the head of his dick.
Yeah.
I think we've turned into the part podcast again.
Yeah.
No,
sorry, I'll shut up.
Let's keep it above board.
Well, nobody knows what we're talking about. Golden Skid Mark was on an audio chat a long time ago.
Let me say something for a second. What was interesting, most people will refer to Fakeologist FAC 433, right? Now, episode 433 is marked. Most people think of that as the day Dave J returned, because he had this big fight with Gaia on episode 433. But what was interesting, if you actually look into it, it turns out Dave J actually surfaced 2 weeks beforehand with Golden Skidmark. And you hear Fakeologist, Golden Skidmark, Dave J on a call together 2 weeks before Dave J's supposed reappearance in this scene. So I thought that was interesting, because most people look at the Gaia fight with Dave J and they say that's when Dave J returned. But I noticed he actually returned a couple of weeks beforehand, and he talked to this guy named Golden Skidmark, which sounds remarkably like noise level. But I would highly recommend you might go back and listen to it, because I think
I will. Mate, this guy, look, sometimes he gets out of his shackles and just, like, attacks my computer. He knows the password.
Yeah,
he's a prick.
Yeah.
And I've got no control. I'm asleep. Yeah, I'm asleep. He just leaves me alone, you know. Fuck with. Nice guy, though. Really nice guy, you know. Ab, you know him, don't you? Ab.
Yeah. I'm totally confused.
You know that noise level's an artist. You know, you've got to take that into account.
All right.
He paints paintings. What more can you ask for? You know, that's what these people are like. Head in the clouds.
But
they're creative. I like creative people.
His head is in his right spot. What's the saying? He's a good guy. Golden. Yeah, he's a good guy. Just like, man, you got to keep him contained, mate. Otherwise, he upsets people. You know, he has done before. Talking about the J boys and stuff. Jeez. Sometimes I get.
What are the J boys?
Benjamin and all these.
The wandering plants.
Yes.
Ah, okay, right.
He's always on about them. You know.
Yeah.
Just obsessed.
You can hear the reference to that. Rick retells that story about the
the wandering plants and the fish on fartpodcast.com.
Back to our guest, or hang on, we're the guests. We're on Fake Ologist right now. Yeah. back to the host. We don't want to say anything wrong, you know?
Just stick to more Fake Ologist.
All right, I play a game called PUBG, and, I've never had a game what I've paid for where usually the game just like dies. Like, you know, it just, the company just goes out of bust. You paid for the CDs or whatever it is. And, this one though, it's always refurbishing itself. Like, before you know it, man, fucking hell, like, you just want to log on and all of a sudden and play a game and all of a sudden, bang, you got to wait fucking 3 hours before a massive, like, download of, like, all this other shit. This one, new map, great new map, fantastic. But what's interesting is, like, it's in the snow and it's a first-person shooter and there's, as you're logging on, as you're about to start the game, all of a sudden they just flash to just a page, just like a picture of like guys with guns, chicks with guns, and all of a sudden they're on a mountain, they're looking down at a city, and bang, there is just like a town in the snow, and in the middle there is a tower. It's like the Death Star. Is it being built or is it being destroyed? You just don't know. But it looks so... I'll post it in the chat.
This is the video game you're talking about?
This is the game I play. It's PUBG. It's a computer game. Like it's a great game. But what's his name? Rick was going on about these five G towers and shit all popping up everywhere. Man, I'm looking at this game every time I play it. I'm going, like, what are you trying to sell me? What little tricks are you showing me? And this, I believe this is one of them. It's just showing it. This is a tower going up in a city, but maybe they've destroyed it, but I don't think so. So, welcome to 5G and stuff and towers.
Are you afraid of 5G?
From what I've heard, yes. Yes.
Why? Because do you realize that they've recycled the stories from 4G and 3G, and it's just now we have 5G?
Oh, really? Really? Okay, please go on.
Are you dying? Well, are you dying from 3G and 4G? And we have another layer called LTE, LTE Plus. They're just frequencies that are zipping through the air. And the only thing I can... I don't think anyone's researching radio waves or radio frequencies and whether they can hurt you.
When you microwave something, do you hang around the microwave and, like, you know, just flash your balls and stuff at it? Like,
That's 20 transmitters.
You have a drink over at the microwave with your wife, you know, like, trust the microwave?
There are I use them. I'm not worried about that. It's pointed in, and I don't think you have to. And you can't get your head in a microwave very easily.
No.
I looked with the door closed. But anyway, the transmitters for cellular are everywhere now. Most buildings, so many people are putting up anywhere from 1 to 100 or maybe 20 transmitters, especially if they're near a major highway. Now, would I want to live in the apartment just below one of these transmitters? Probably not, because those are going to be fairly powerful. They're going to be probably fairly powerful because they can connect to, a transmitter can connect to maybe 1,000 phones at once. I'm not sure. I probably don't want to be living underneath that because the thing I think about in a human is our hearts are controlled by a pretty weak electrical pulse that obviously happens every how many times a second. or sorry, how many times a minute, however many times mm-hmm. your heart beats.
Yeah, go on.
Because obviously if your heart is interfered with some outside electrical pulse, it can kill you, clearly. But I don't think anyone is, the cell phone companies definitely don't study the effects of radio transmitters. They're going up just about everywhere. But 5G, from what I understand, is just another higher frequency that can just take a whole new bunch of cell phones, since everyone's using cell phones, and provide service to them. I think the higher frequencies, they, I don't know, I can't remember the exact way waves work, but they don't penetrate buildings because they're too high. They usually bounce off a building. It's the lower wavelengths that can go through walls more easily, and their cell phone service, say, in a basement, where if you have a high frequency, it won't reach the basement. The fear porn has been going on for years.
Ab, what you just said made me feel real good. Like, I said, I'm packing shit for nothing. No, it's the same feeling that I got when I went to my bank about like 2 months ago, and I had to do something actually without the auto machine. I actually had to speak to a person. Yeah. I spoke to this person, and as I'm speaking to her, and we had a good rapport and stuff.
You had a human-to-human interaction.
Yes, I did, with a chick. And I'm just going, and eventually I started saying, like, oh, man, look, what's the thing with, like, the getting rid of cash? And she just goes, oh, mate, don't worry about getting rid of cash. Why would they get rid of cash? Hey, are you serious? Why would they get rid of cash, mate? The Italian mob would be losing it if they were going to get rid of cash. And I walked out of that fucking bank, happy as though, going, mate, wicked, mate.
Well, my handyman.
You know? And I just went,
I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but my handyman just told me he only deals in cash now. Because I said,
that's the way it's going to be.
I said, I need a receipt, though. I said, sorry. I deal in cash now. I said, I'm still gonna make up a receipt, even though if you're not gonna declare it, you know, that's your problem, not mine. Well, I still need a deduction. So, I go to a cash mechanic only because he's close by, and I've told him I need a receipt. And he said, no, I'm cash only.
Okay. So, all right. That's interesting.
Want to pay tax.
Well, look, who wants to? But look, Ab, you've just brought up a point that I really wanted to bring up. Is do you guys get, like, when you go to buy some booze, when you go to the supermarket and buy some food, whatever, do you get, like, you pay the money whichever way you want, and all of a sudden the teller or the chick or the guy, whatever, whoever it is, and all of a sudden they ask you this question. And they ask, like, would you like a receipt? Do you get that now?
Well, I get that at the fast food joint, and I always tell them I want a receipt because they always
I say fuck, put it in the box. Why the fuck did you ask me if I wanted a receipt? You never asked me before for the last 40 odd years. I mean, really?
I want a fucking receipt. Print the paper out. Well, no, I think it's because a lot of people don't.
It's bullshit.
I think it's more they don't want to waste the paper.
That's bullshit. Look, I believe that's what they think. It's a waste of paper. But get real,
I
mate.
I think
like,
that's what it is, because most people don't use their receipt. I use all my receipts because I run a business, so that's why I need the receipt.
I looked into it. I think it's either a tax dodge, like all of a sudden they register it as a cash, like there's no receipt, so there's no evidence.
A legitimate
one thing. Otherwise, I think it's just a head fuck.
No, really, I think you're getting too territorial.
I'm serious, man.
I think you're overthinking it.
They never asked me before, and they always ask me now, would you like a receipt? Of course I want a fucking receipt.
Paper.
Bullshit, man. Hey, a tiny little bit of paper that's thin as fuck, and the ink is invisible after like a year. I mean, let's be serious. Like, mate, how much paper is being used? But that little bit of paper, yeah, is fuck all.
We're all too familiar with the receipts wearing out after a year thing that's become quite common these days. The receipts,
it's quite common.
I think there's some coating on the paper that's not good for your.
Ab, for a second there, noise spoke over you. So can you just repeat your line? I just want to get an isolated clip of you saying you're underthinking things, or you need to underthink things. Can I just get that for fartpodcast.com? Can you just repeat
sure,
that?
You're
say it with meaning. With feeling.
You need to underthink a little more. You're over.
Perfect. That's perfect. Thank you. Got it.
You're
Thank you. I got the grab. Appreciate it. Yeah, exactly.
Or one of my favorite
I'm still
going
to send you. I meant to send you the clip of in your face. I like that one. Okay. That's a good one.
One of my favorite lines. Go look it up. From All in the Family, Archie Bunker talking to his wife Edith. He'd say to her, "Dummy up, Edith. You're acting up too much. You're overthinking things." He said, "Dummy up." That's
Dummy
not
up.
A phrase you hear very much. Dummy up. Don't be such a smart ass. Okay, I gotta give me 2 minutes.
Oh, so go lowbrow.
Yeah.
That's a marketing term. I think someone said don't ever overestimate the intelligence of the American public. And that's where I think that came up in a recent John Le Bon discussion in regards to the Coles supermarket toys. You know how they had mini versions of, like, you could get like a little cereal and a little vegetable. You know, they had little plastic versions of all the groceries. And I laughed at that at first. I thought, oh my god, what a fucking joke. And then turns out everyone wants to barter and trade to get their hands on the mini vegetables that you can buy from the supermarket. It's fucking disturbing. Yeah. Plastic toys that mimicked supermarket products. And people are going wild for it. They love it.
When the kids want it, you got to get it. When I was a kid, the cards, there were these footy cards. I'd love to have a set of them, mate, when I was in the 70s. And they were just cartoons of these just Aussie rules players, and they were awesome. And
you'll have to speak to Rollo. When I was there, when I was there last time in Newcastle, not only did he show me all the newspaper clippings he had from 9/11 and major media events, he's got books and books of football cards, whole collections that he.
I don't want the ones with the photographs. I want the cartoons. It was a cartoon.
Oh, I didn't see any cartoons.
If it's real people, I don't want it. I want the fake shit. You know. I'm kidding.
Why? He had all the real people. What's wrong with that?
I'm kidding. What was special back when I was a kid was the cartoon Aussie rules thing. The players, the photographs were everywhere. We used to use them as motorbikes. You know, you put your cards in your
a peg. And you peg it in your wheel, and then you have a motorbike.
They're the footy cards. Yeah, same thing. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we've lost our guest. He's unmuted. You're the guest.
You and I are the guests. What are you getting at? I'm surprised Typer hasn't spoken up.
I'm trying to get used to it. Mate. It was a flip over. Like New Year's. Yeah,
dummy up, Alan. Dummy up.
Yeah, Ab's having a smoke break.
Well, I'm having a work break.
No chance he's doing that, as far as I know.
Anyway, look, it's good to have you, Ab. Like,
thanks for joining me on this unofficial New Year's Eve party.
Fantastic, mate, pleasure. I was hoping that you'd rock up, actually.
Yeah, well, people can listen to the live stream. You don't have to be in Discord to listen to this because we're in the live stream. Fakeologist.com/S/radio2 or just type in radio2 at fakeologist.com. They can listen in. I think there's a few listeners from England, your favorite people. that are listening in.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, my favorite people.
my favorite
I don't know.
People.
Oh, I don't know. They're my favourite people, but like well, Irish, English, bit of Swede, whatever, you know.
Everyone is great.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's fucking fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
I'm good, stoked, and I've got an hour to go before New Year's Eve.
All right, you already sipping a few bubblies?
Oh, definitely, mate. I popped one. Oh, well. For the Sydney ciders, the guys right. that are ahead of
Sydney
us. Apparently.
Ciders, I like
yeah, that. That's the irony of this situation. The fact that we went through our New Year's several hours ago, and we already got inebriated for the occasion. And noise level yeah. stuck on the West Coast, where he has to go 3 hours early, but he's not even celebrating it in his local time zone yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, he's celebrating Sydney New Year's. Did you guys have the fireworks off that big bridge?
They always do. They always do.
That's yeah, I come home from work, when I catch the train home from work, I go over the bridge, and I noticed as I was... What was interesting is that I thought that would be something that would be planned days in advance, but it turns out that's not the case. Like, on my way to work this morning... There was nothing going on. I caught the train. I'm looking out the train window, and there was nothing. And then on the train home, must have been about maybe 4:30 in the afternoon. I just noticed that they had two lanes closed, and they had all like the pyrotechnics boxes, you know, spread out across the bridge with cables and everything. But I thought that's kind of weird. Like they really are a military operation. Like they roll this stuff out just that afternoon. You know, like the bridge is open. The bridge is open right up till, you know, 5 or so in the afternoon. Then they close the lane and start laying out the stuff to make it happen by midnight. But on the podcast, we covered the crossover on the East Coast into New Year's, but we didn't take a feed from the TV or anything. So I don't know what the fireworks look like. I have no idea what went on.
Good point. Like I actually, when I was living in Sydney the first year, I think, someone paid... For me to like, as you want to climb the bridge, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, I went, well, if you're paying, yeah. It was fucking expensive. And man, military operation or what? You are chained to this bridge all the way as you walk up. It is not a walk. It's not that you're climbing. You're chained to this bridge. You're wearing a jumpsuit, the shitty jumpsuit. You look like a dickhead. And you're paying good money just to look like a dickhead. And at the end of it, yeah, they take a picture of you looking like a dickhead. And it was the most overrated piece of shit tourist attraction I've ever experienced.
What is the most outstanding part of Perth? Do you guys have any landmarks, any phallic symbols, anything big?
Phallic symbols. Mate, we're pretty flat over here. It's very, I don't know what happened here. It's very flat. Not many
it's
hills.
Like a flat chested woman. Just not that exciting.
Yeah.
Well, they make up another one.
Oh, Rottnest. Rottnest. Rottnest Island is our, like, thing. It's where you lose your virginity. And, it's just off the west coast. It's a big island. Looks like a kangaroo, kind of, if you look at it. They have a species of, like, are they vermin? I don't know. They're called quokkas, and they are cross between rats and kangaroos. They hop around, but they look like rats, and they're apparently the only place that has them. I believe there could be a place down south near Adelaide that might have them on some island, but that could be bullshit. But yeah, it's rare. What the fuck are these things?
On a postcard of Perth, what is on it?
Oh, on a postcard good question. Of Perth. Good question. Perth, the capital
the
of WA.
Kangaroo.
what would be on it? Shit.
Are you from Perth, really?
Yeah, I was born here. Yeah.
Look, mate, really, I can confirm.
Honestly,
fuck all from Perth. It's like it's the most boring state we have.
It like, can be pretty boring.
A lot of people, a lot of people live there, but it's really, there's no monuments or any big landmarks. It's just, it just doesn't, there's no Sydney Harbour Bridge or Opera House or anything. It's just boring.
Yeah, what have we got? They put up a BHP tower. I think it's BHP. We've got the river, right? The Swan River is awesome. He's just sailing it, and it's awesome. And you've got the Perth skyline, and you've got all these, like, slowly it goes up Kings Park, and then all of a sudden it goes to, like, the skyscrapers. And you had that Bond building and all that sort of stuff. But all of a sudden, bang, about a few years ago, all of a sudden this building just rocked up. I think it's the BHP building. BHP building, and man, I've seen it at night when I'm wasted at Mount Space Sailing Club, and it looks demonic. It's got a red dot. It's dark. It's black. It's got this weird, like, it's square. It's rectangular. It's like 2001. It's fucked up. There's something wrong there, man. And so that could be on your postcard, I guess. That if it's BHP, I'm not sure, but I think it's some mining company, I think. It's all about mining, I think. You know? No?
Yeah, BHP is the major mining company. So I'm not surprised. Western Australia is totally governed by the mining company. Everything, even postcards, relate somehow to major train lines or some monument.
I'll try and find that picture, mate. Honestly, like, it looks ugly during the day, but at night, I've seen it, man. It, like, what the fuck is that doing there? And we have always had a bad, our architecture has always been, like, scorned. Like, everybody hates it. Everybody, like, criticizes it. And too right, it's shit. Our architects are not doing their job here. It's pathetic. This place is really badly designed. Look at our freeways. Fucking hell, mate. It's like fucking Sydney. Jeez, man. The bottlenecks everywhere, man. It's like a 2 million population, if that, you know. And, mate, you guys can't work it. Every fucking time you go on the freeway, there's a bottleneck there. Work it out, mate. Sort it out. No, you don't. You don't do shit, do you, you politician fucks. That's 2018.
Yeah,
that's 2018. I'm
letting a lot of personality through right now, Noise. I know Fakeologist is getting his kick. Noise. He's loving this.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun listening.
Hey, it's 2018, man. Look. Like, I'll try. You guys talk. I'm trying to find this Perth, like, BHP building. What were you saying? Oh, please. Ab, please, talk, please, talk.
No, like, we're just listening here, we're just enjoying the conversation.
Okay, fair enough. You'd be glad to know that the swordtails that were always changing sex, they're not changing sex anymore. I seem to have stopped that, but I don't know how. When I got into Rollo, like, I was surprised that I keep fish, and these swordtails, like, I had male swordtails, so I thought, fuck it, I want to breed them, because they're easy to breed. So I grabbed a bunch of female swordtails.
Okay.
And after a month or two, man, they're growing a tail, and a tail is like a dick, pretty much. Like, mate, you're turning into a dude.
What are you putting in the water?
Exactly. I'm not doing it.
All that fancy fish food?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I seem to have stopped it. Like, but before, it was a problem, mate. Every time I put a fucking female in, it would turn into a male. So,
do you filter your water when you fill your tank up?
Always. Always. Yeah. Like I said, I've stopped it now. I've still got, like, females turn to male, and they've still got a tail, so it's weird.
Offer time.
You don't get this on
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Hey, speaking of, like, Ab, are you a big ABBA fan?
Thank you. Bella said it's noise level, you know, but I do like a lot of their songs, but I would...
Is that why you call yourself Ab? Is because of ABBA, or...?
Oh, you broke off. Say again.
Is your name Ab? Is your name Ab because of ABBA?
No,
like, you're the first half?
My first pseudonym was Abarato. Stands for Angry Man. And my reaction towards learning about 9/11, being angry, annoyed. Well, that's a last Abarato.
Abarato. Like
if you're a hostile witness in a court, you're called, I think you're called Abarato, actually.
Call you that in a court of law. They actually say Abarato.
Well, I think it's a legal term. I'd have to look it up again. It's been a while.
Right.
I renamed myself ecologist because I wanted to take a word that really was not used or underused no one had a prejudice towards, and I wanted
I don't even think fecologist is in the dictionary, is it? It's a word that's been created.
Yeah, I
correct?
Created it.
Exactly.
I created it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You did.
I'm trying,
and that's
trying to change the language.
I went through all the F words on the dictionary trying to find, you know, one to replace it, but you know.
Oh, is that right? That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I doubt it's in the dictionary, but it's a real thing. You're proof of it. You're a fakeologist. You're
exactly.
You identify with the fakeologist lifestyle and the way of thinking. So and people are throwing it around.
I can't wait
till we get Donald Trump to mention fakeology.
Has he actually said fakeology? He's only said fake news, hasn't he?
Well, actually, I was hoping Velasette would start melting words together. You know how you can grab a word and then melt it with another? If he said ology or ologist as a part of another word, for instance, if Donald Trump has ever said science, then we could clip the scientist off, and we know he says fake a million times a day. So if we could get someone to merge the two words and then we'll create a clip, that would be fantastic. I know that's a lot of audio.
It's weird. Like I had someone sent me a video, a YouTube video on our messenger, and it was Donald Trump, and it was just him just saying the word cookies over and over again in different aspects, different place,
right.
Different time. Yeah.
Has some spare time.
Why the fuck would Donald Trump be saying the word cookies so many times? Cookies. Someone clipped it together, but like cookies? I mean, like, this is the president of the United States.
Well, I'm sure the president says every single he's the most recorded person in the history of the world. Nobody gets more media than him. He's a media professional.
Hey,
he's going to say every word under the sun. So there's got to be a clip of him saying ologist somewhere. Someone's got
to
grab
it
and jam it together with fake.
But we want to hear the real deal. Like, we want to see him actually saying, like John Laws, you know. Mate,
yes, that was great.
That was great.
That clip, by the way.
It's fantastic, mate. I laugh my head off whenever I hear it.
Put them in my audio clips forum here and just dump it here. I don't know if I have that clip. John Laws saying, that was fantastic.
Oh, mate, don't worry. If you keep listening to the Fart Podcast, you'll hear it over and over again. It's Rollo.
No,
I
hear it, but I'm never in a position to clip it, so hopefully.
Yeah, fair enough. It's great. It's great.
Man. In the general unverified at fakeologist.com, the Discord chat, and he said, Abarato is a Latin word which means by one who is angry.
Yes, right, okay. I always wondered where Abarato came from, and now you told me. That's interesting.
Term.
Wow.
I don't know if it's meant to discount the someone who's not cooperating in court.
The common man. The common man.
Yeah, someone's not cooperating with the Crown or with the defense or prosecute, something like that. Someone who's a hostile, he's not cooperating with the courts.
He doesn't like being pushed into jail, in a jail cell or something like that.
Well,
like,
or it could like be it. A hostile witness. Someone who doesn't
A terrorist. A terrorist? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, someone who just
these words. Yeah.
They're all words.
Terrorists. All words.
One guy's terrorist is another guy's freedom fighter, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I think Velocet was talking about, there was a guy called Hicks, right when 9/11 happened, there's an Aussie guy called Hicks, not Bill Hicks, Hicks, David Hicks, I think it was, and all you got was this picture of him, apparently it's him, but he's the bazooka, or what do they call it, that bazooka that they use, that they love using. He's got that on the side of his shoulder, so his face is like kind of half covered, I think. And this guy is like, he's an Aussie that's just turned to Al Qaeda. And mate, we've got him. We've got this traitor.
Why would anyone leave Australia to go hang out in a hot desert and get shot at?
I don't know.
That is insane.
It's totally insane.
I've said this before. We have a whole generation that's never been lazier. Never been less motivated. Never had the idea that any of them are going to go risk all of that doing nothing to go get their head blown off is ridiculous.
Exactly. And mate, they'd probably be going, mate, when are you going to blow my head off? Nothing's happening. No one's firing any shots.
Well, not only that, but for instance, we had this fake story, I'm convinced, of a guy going across Antarctica. There is no way that...
Oh, the clown? The clown? Are you talking about the clown? Oh, I saw the just the bumper. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, on fakeologist.com. My point is, nobody is going to willingly cross a frozen tundra for any reason at all. For what? Your name in stars? No. When it's below three...
It's already done!
People don't want to leave their house. How would you convince anyone... How could you motivate anybody to risk their lives trekking across a place with no connectivity, no heat, no food, no way to survive?
No brothels, no pubs, no nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And yet we get perfect, we get lovely pictures. Now, obviously his cell phone worked perfectly in the frozen tundra.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And I can barely get my phone to work in normal condition all the time. There's always something going wrong with it.
Same, mate. I go down to my parents' place, mate, and it's fucking useless.
Right.
The point is that no one
in the younger generation is going to do that. And think about it. What would motivate anyone to say, do that? $10 million? What would motivate someone? I can't think of it.
I might try for 10 mil, but like, mate, someone's already done it. Like, Armistead, the Roald Armistead.
No, allegedly no one's done it before. That was the point.
Roald hit the South Pole back in, like, what was it?
No, but nobody has gone solo across whatever they call Antarctica, whatever it is.
Well, no, but a clown has now.
Clown has. Yeah.
An ass clown? I'm pretty sure he's an ass clown. If you look at his passport, it's ass clown. And he's stamped Antarctica. Well done. Good on you. Fuck off.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's pathetic. I don't have to
read the media for more than 5 minutes to find a fake story.
Babe,
like.
It's the same. It's the same app. Like, I clicked on your site and I scrolled down and all of a sudden I saw that guy's face. And it just said clown hits Antarctica, and I went, that's all I need to know.
I had all the nice colors of his jacket, you know,
yeah,
his jacket's wide open. There's not a hint of frostbite.
Don't take offense. I didn't even bother, like, clicking on it. I just went, that's enough. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, when it's minus 10 in Canada, it doesn't get where I live minus 10 for that long. Nothing works. Your hands don't even work. I notice my hands start to seize up because it's so cold.
Yeah.
And that's minus 10. If we believe the temperatures of Antarctica are in the minus 30s and 40s, I'm telling you, nothing works mechanically. Your hands, your leg, everything seizes up. The idea that you could pitch a tent in a blowing wind at minus 40, forget it.
Mate,
you're going to die.
I couldn't even do it on a big day out, mate. Well, not the big day out. It was down in Bridgetown or whatever, man. I couldn't even. I was so wasted. That's hey, speaking of, like, back to the Antarctica thing, like, what's your opinion? Like, I believe that that hole that that Google always, like, it's a black hole whenever you look at the satellite of Antarctica. So I've seen on, what do you believe? What's going on there? What's the shape of the Earth? What's the shape of the Earth as to
I really don't know. I don't know. Obviously, the majority of people, even in the ecologist community, I believe, think it's a ball. It just seems to work best for the sun setting and rising and winter and summer.
You mean, you think it's a ball, like what we've been told by the mainstream, or a sphere?
No,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have a clue. I really don't. I'm just saying that's
sorry, can I interject here? So, Ab, you're saying the majority of fakeologists and hoax aware people believe it's a ball. That's your position?
I would think so. That's my guess.
You mean a ball or a disc?
So,
I think
imagine that you and I, right now, if we were relative to each other, we'd be slightly offset in angle. But we were standing upright. That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying that's my belief. I'm just thinking that's probably the majority's belief. I don't have a clue, honestly. I don't have a clue.
If you had to guess, what do you reckon?
Don't guess.
I'm totally clueless because I don't know. I hear John LeBlanc. The only people that talk about it lately are John LeBlanc because I don't subscribe to any Flat Earth channel anymore. I've had enough of it. So I've totally tuned out for the last year or two. That's why my sub-blog, Flat Earth, is totally dormant. I just don't have any interest anymore because no one is advancing the case. He talks about his model, which I'm not clear about what it is at all. But regarding, and then Simon Shack has his theory that seemed to imply that it's a ball, I think. He hasn't really addressed that.
If anything, though, your interview with Simon Shack tore his theory to shreds. Like, pretty obvious that was the case. When you did the interview with Simon Shack on the model he was projecting, I think you did a pretty fine job of satirizing and making a mockery of his proposed model. It didn't seem very realistic to me.
I really wasn't trying to.
Whether you're trying to or not, the fact is you happen to be a great interviewer, and it turned out that it pointed out a lot of flaws and sort of tongue-in-cheek sort of pointed out a lot of problems, if I can say so.
I need someone to explain it. I don't look at I'll never look at the stars. I don't look at the stars. He looks at the stars. And I understand it's a great way to navigate, but I just his system will never catch on unless you can get people to be interested in it. And I don't think anyone cares about the stars and navigating and trying to correct the anomalies and explain the
for
things.
Okay. Well, maybe let me just drop a few hints here, right? So right now, Ab, are you standing upright?
I'm sitting upright.
Right, but you're upright, right? You're like perpendicular to the surface that you're standing on.
Yeah, I am.
And so am I. Yep. And both of us are doing that right now, and we're talking to each other, right? So you're upright, and I'm upright, and we're both talking to each other. Now, I can't see you, but I take it for granted that you're upright, and I'm here upright. Now, if I was to travel to you, and I arrived at your destination, we'd both be standing upright, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You have to go around the ball according to people.
Well,
it's keeping you I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe think about what I'm saying, and I'm not gonna go too much into detail because this is something that someone else who I'm following has already put out and makes quite a clear point about it. But
don't you reckon?
We're only hearing each other right now, and if I was to Skype you, you would appear on my screen upright, and I would appear on your screen upright. So, read into that what
I think when I arrived at your destination,
we'd both be upright. So I'm not saying it's a round or flat or anything. I'm just saying think
I reckon it's an eight. I reckon it's an eight. It's an eight.
Ah, like an M.C. Escher drawing. That's more. That's what we're talking about. Right. Now you're getting somewhere.
It's an eight. That's why there's a hot black hole at the north. There's a black hole at the south, and everything just goes.
Black hole. That's just science fiction for me.
Sounds like Stephen Hawking.
I don't like black hole. It's just.
Yeah. That's what your wife said.
Black hole is an excuse. Black hole is just an excuse for we have no explanation for certain things not working, so we'll just create this void. We'll call it a black hole. It's just
the water just travels in and comes out. It's an eight. It's like an egg with a hole in it, sort of style.
I went to the museum in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, which is our mining capital where we live, and they have a science museum. There's a whole thing on dark matter. And to me, it's just nonsense. My head was...
What's that? Go on.
This is an explanation for everything we don't understand and work in our model. We'll just call it dark matter. It's the only thing. And it just cancels all the problems out. It's just a stop... It's just a magic explanation that makes no sense. There's no logic to it. There's no science to it. It's nonsense. And
I think it's an egg. It's not an egg. It's a ball with two holes. I don't know if they connect in the middle.
Well, listen, if it's flat there and flat here, what is it in between us? More flatness, probably, because if it's an eight,
then they have to cross. So in the middle, that's your prime. That's where it's happening.
I'm going to try and get my head around it.
I'm just ad libbing here, you know. Just that's what I'm thinking. It's an hour and a half, no, 40 minutes before the next.
Yeah, but we've been going on about the Earth, flat Earth, for 3 years. I don't think we've made any progress. I don't know what's going on regarding.
Well, look, mate, you got to get onto NASA and just ask them for answers. Answers, though.
No, they don't answer. They don't answer anything.
They don't do shit, do they? They're fucking useless.
I posted another blog post on BigOlgist.com about another, I think I've already posted years ago, but everything is new again after a few years. And there's quite a big European or British site on NASA saying, we've had the internet since 1995, and this is the first time we can all work together and blow apart all the NASA imagery. And we really haven't got too far in 23 years, but NASA is still pretending that there's a space and they have a space station and they're going here and they're going there. And there's still a high belief rate among the people that it's real. So that's sad.
It's very sad.
That's sad. We have enough people that can connect and look at the pictures. Why are we still, now that we can all work together and solve the of space.
Well, they don't want us to work together, do they? Right.
I gotta take a break.
You're cutting out.
All right. Well, I'm not saying much. I gotta take another break.
Take a break.
You guys can go silent because this is the audio chat, and whenever we go silent, it gets clipped out. There's no need to talk.
To talk. I'll
take a quick. All right, I'm taking a break.
Well, what, are you taking a break? Take a smoke break or Belisit or what? Oh, you are. Okay.
Hi, this is Frida from Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.